Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
438, he has a pencil-thin mustache and loves his hometown, and he is one of Baltimore's most famous filmmakers. John Waters is also an accomplished writer and artist, and this weekend, a fundraiser with another big star. And it is such a pleasure to have John Waters joining us to tell us more. John, thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, thank you. Good to be here.
The last time we talked about you on this program is when we were interviewing two people who picked you up hitchhiking.
Yes, she was lovely. I heard her interview. Yes, you know, I never told anybody I was doing that story, and it went viral, and I never even confirmed it till after I got there.
Are your hitchhiking days over?
Well, they are, but I'm writing the book right now about it. So, yeah, but if I had to, I certainly know I can now. I think everybody should try hitchhiking. It's good for the gas crisis, too.
It certainly is. So this is such a fun event coming up this Saturday. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a fundraiser for the Maryland Film Festival, which I think is one of the best things we have in this town. And it's the wonderful John Travolta and I on stage talking. And I'm just so flattered that John, who I know a little bit from Hairspray because he played Edna in a very original way, and that he likes Baltimore so much. It's not that he really has to do this. So I'm really thrilled that he is coming to this town, a town he likes very much from especially making that Fireman movie, Ladder 44.
Yeah.
So, 49, sorry. So, you know, it's going to be good. I think he's going to be funny. He knows I'm irreverent. He knows I'm really crazy. And he's a very easygoing guy. His wife's coming. I've met him before. He's a really lovely, kind man. And I think he's very good on stage. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
Let's hear a little of him from Hairspray.
Well, in Hairspray, he played it like a completely different character.
I like the way I am. And yet just can't stop my knife and fork when I see Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't.
I know you were still talking there. You see, you should have directed this interview.
No, I didn't have to direct the interview. But, you know, he also has a Christmas album coming out. And since I have a Christmas album, I think we can talk about Christmas albums. And, you know, I always wanted to be Johnny Mathis. Maybe he did, too.
You know, it's so great. You are still friends with so many of the actors who are in your films.
I am. Some of them, I'm very much. I just was with Kathleen Turner last week. I'm still friends with Johnny Knoxville. I wrote the introduction to Ricky Lake's book, and so got John Travolta to come here. So, yeah, I think once you make a movie, it's some I've never seen again, but it's odd how friendships happen. They're so intense when you're making a movie, and then when it's over, I don't know. It's very interesting, the ones that last.
Did you vote in Maryland on Tuesday?
I had an absentee ballot because I'm never sure I'm going to be here, so I voted long before the election.
I want to get your reaction to question six.
Of course, I maybe this isn't the right station to say it, but
no, let it fly.
I'm thrilled that every single thing won that I voted for. Finally, I voted for the tax thing. I voted for the gambling. I voted for gay marriage. I voted for illegal aliens. I voted for everything, including Obama.
Were you surprised at the outcomes?
I was not surprised at the outcome. No, I thought, to be honest, it was going to be. I was just relieved we didn't have to wait 3 days to find out the answer with lawsuits.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
I stayed up till midnight till I heard he won. I didn't see the because I just got back in town that day. So it was exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm really glad it's over.
Yeah.
You know, so weary from it. Who hadn't made up their mind really weeks ago? It's always amazing to me that people that are undecided. How could you be after all you've heard about it? Have faith in your beliefs.
Hey, John, you spend a lot of time in New York. I was just wondering if you've been up there since Sandy, if you have friends or...
I was there Monday, and I didn't have any power in my building until Saturday, but I was not there. And I was in the original, I'm so old, I was in the first blackout ever in New York, which was the opposite of the mood of this. It was exciting. It was fun. Everybody went to bars. No one knew what a blackout was. That term hadn't even been invented. And I was there for 9/11, too. So I'm glad I wasn't there for this one because it was a real bore if you were there. It wasn't exciting. It wasn't dramatic. It wasn't war. It was just boring.
And it's lasting a long time.
Yeah, it's still, and for the people outside of New York, it's even worse in New Jersey.
All right, let's end on an up note. We want to talk about this event. It's this Saturday at Mike at the Brown Center. Are there tickets still available?
You know, I don't know that. That's one thing I don't do. But I'm certainly after interview, there won't be.
We'll put a link on our website. Maryland Film Festival presents a tribute to John Travolta and, of course, an open conversation with John Travolta and John Waters. And John Waters means open. Right?
I guess so, yeah. I can even ask him about Moment by Moment, his biggest flop movie, which I'm a fan of.
Okay. John Waters, so great to have you anytime.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.